We were talking to Greg Carlstrom earlier. He's Middle East correspondent with The Economist, about Donald Trump's posting late last night on his social media platform that Israel had agreed to what he called the necessary conditions for a 60-day stop of its attacks on Gaza, and that he hopes Hamas takes the deal because, quote, if they don't, it will only get worse. Let's hear from Gaza now. Dr. Adel El-Sharkawi is a paediatrician and neonatologist from Alberta in Canada. He's working at the Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Bala in mid-Gaza. He talked with us earlier.
So I am a paediatrician, neonatologist by training in Canada. So this means I look after kids, and specialty in newborn babies, babies who was born early or born sick with any of health issues.
And tell us about what conditions are like at the hospital at the moment.
Yeah, so in terms of the part which I look after, the neonatal unit, the newborn critical care unit, and I do some of the pediatric ward as well. So it's over capacity. So the patients are crowded in a small space because of the area the hospital cover. Have received like thousands of people more, with more of other NICU in Gaza have been blocked. The hospital is out of service. So Al-Aqsa Hospital become one of the biggest hub for neonatal care in Gaza. So it accommodate more than its usual capacity. We have many babies in mechanical ventilation. We receive a lot of very premature babies, and also many babies with major disease and illness, which in usual condition, these babies need to be transferred out of Gaza either for heart surgery or for brain surgery. Unfortunately, this is not happening at all in the time being. The other big issue we face at the newborn critical care is the issue with infection. We have a severe shortage of all the hygiene supplies, the antiseptic solution, the hand hygiene, even the true clean water to use, the facility to boil the water, the interruption of the power supply, sometimes interruption of oxygen supply, which unfortunately happened in the last couple of days. Yesterday it happened twice, the day before it happened for 20 minutes, where all the babies have been cut off the oxygen and we have to just ventilate them with just room air.
Tell us about the children that you're treating. You mentioned that there's a shortage of baby formula.
Yeah, this is a common complaint and struggle for people here in Gaza. It's a big, actually, problem in many dimensions. First of all, mothers themselves are starving for many, many months. And we need to know that average family eat once a day. And for the last 4 months, most of the people, they eat on only one item, either bread or rice or lentil. Most of the time, because of lack of fuel and gas and all this stuff, so they cook once a day because they use wood inside the tent. So the mothers themselves are starving, are malnourished, they are sick, they give birth for babies who is like very vulnerable. So breast milk production is very hard for them, despite they are very keen and there is a great breastfeeding program in the hospital. But we understand the situation of the mothers. There is complete blockage of formula, and especially the special formula we use in the neonatal critical unit, there is certain diseases for babies, which we have to use very special formulas for them. There is zero supply of this in Gaza for many, many months. I was checking on that before I come, and I was exploring the possibility to bring any formula. There is no way.
For you, how long are you there for? Where do you stay when you're at the hospital? What do you eat?
I am here for 4 weeks, like I'm ending actually very close. So the mission was for 4 weeks. We came to the hospital. Before we come, they instruct us that we can bring some food, but we are limited by 3 kilograms of food items. So we brought some protein bar and chocolate and whatever, every person get something for themselves. It's very, very calculated calories. Fortunately, we're able to buy some of the stuff like rice and dental. It's very, very expensive. For us, it seems okay, but we don't like also to contribute to the war economy, which is the things are in average, like so expensive, almost minimum 20 times its regular price. So 1 kilo of sugar might cost around $60 if you find it. 1 kilo of potato, it's around $25. And if you find it.
This morning, the US President Donald Trump has claimed that Israel is ready to agree a ceasefire. Do you see any end to this war?
I see the damage have happened. What I see, 2.2 million people is traumatized. They have a big scar, either physical or psychological. The kids here are suffering a lot. It's very hard to see a kid who's like malnourished for 4 months. They eat one item, single item a day. They don't know anything about animal protein for the last 4 months. Some toddlers, they don't know there is something called fruits. There is no milk. Everybody is anemic. It's very, very, very hard. I think that the crime is complete. And whatever, I don't know, I don't understand what the meaning of ceasefire. This means there is fire again. For me, it's very disturbing. It's a nightmare. I cannot process what I see, to be honest, so far. It's very hard for me to process and see how the people are living. When I go into the details, how the people are living, it's so heart-crunching. It's so bad.
That's Dr. Adel Al-Sharkawi speaking to us from Al-Aqsa Hospital in Gaza this morning. It's 8:25.